prompted the employer to change of heart in this, this sort of new format, this breakthrough negotiation?
Well, we have been speaking with the employer, and of course publicly through the media for some time, about trying to find a new way of bargaining that avoids the back and forth confrontation and, you know, competing ads in the newspaper, which, you know, in this day and age are just not productive for us in terms of our members. They want to see a change in their bargaining results. They want to see the practice environment improved. And so we lobbied hard on those issues with the employer and with representatives of the government. Penny Bellum, for example, was involved in discussions and have managed to find a way to work our way through this this logjam and try and find some real solutions to the really large problems facing us.
So this agreement is not going to be voted by
It is going to be voted, yes.
This framework
agreement? The framework isn't, but whatever comes out of it will be voted by the members.
Do you think your members will be happy with 0-0 over 2 years for pay?
I think they will. Our members have told us that their priority in this round of bargaining is dealing with their workload and the other practice issues. They want to come to a place where they can be happy about the work they're doing again. And be assured that the patients are receiving the kind of care that they need to receive.
Is there incentive for the employer to deal with these workload issues, given the fact that the old contract will stand until agreement on those issues is reached?
I believe there is, because at the end of the day, their objective, and certainly it's been articulated many, many times by the government itself, is to ensure care for the patients in the province of British Columbia, that healthcare expenditures in the coming years will go directly to providing care. And because nurses are 90% of that care on an ongoing basis, then I think it's important that we deal with these issues.
Now, it's only a couple of weeks away since your members are basically shoulder to shoulder with the HEU and prepared to go out to support them. This sounds much more conciliatory. Why such a difference between your situation and that of the HEU?
Well, first of all, I want to say that what has happened to the HEU and that bargaining association is, in my view, continues to be heinous. And any time that an agreement is imposed which has such significant rollbacks, it's an affront to the bargaining process. What we've done is we've tried to achieve a better bargaining process for ourselves this year, because our issues were not primarily monetary. Our issues were primarily about trying to keep our nurses in the workforce who are aging and make sure that our new ones come in to a practice environment that supports good practice and keeps them here. And that's the difficulty we're facing right now in this province for nursing.
There doesn't seem to be, from the language on this, any kind of hard numbers that you're going to come up with. You say you're going to discuss nursing positions, etc. What if those discussions don't go to your liking? What happens then?
Well, what happens then is that we would continue to bargain on the other issues on the list, and then whatever comes out of that, take out to our members. And if it's unsatisfactory, they will tell us yay or nay. I'm hopeful, however, that we can find some new positions in the workforce and some full-time jobs. And that's why we have been pressing so hard for the data over the last year and a half, because we believe that within the overtime hours, within the casual hours, within the sick leave, within the loss of time due to injury, within the time that they're having to keep their operating rooms closed for lack of staff, we can find the resources in the fiscal base to create new positions.
Do you have targets, for example, in terms of full-time position percentage?
We're currently hoping to bring it up over 52% in this round. We would like to get to 70% ultimately. We don't think that can be achieved in one round of bargaining. Not only because that's a very large goal, but also because we're not sure that there are that many nurses out there right now. So I think it's a building process, and as long as we're moving in the right direction and making a significant step, which I think, you know, from less than 40 to 52 or so is a very good step, we're on our way.
You talk about retirement. Do you have any numbers in terms of the percentage of the nurses that are going to retire that let's say that are over 50?
Fully one-third of the nursing workforce is moving into eligibility to retire. That means being between 55 and 65.
One third.
The nurses workforce is one of the oldest workforces in Canada, and in British Columbia, even more so. And so it's important for us to ensure that while we're producing more new nurses, that we keep our senior nurses on the job, because we need, first of all, their skills and expertise to mentor the new nurses, but we also just need them to provide the patient care.
And that's why work environment is so important, is that what you
mean? Absolutely, absolutely. If the workloads are too heavy, our senior nurses will opt to retire. And already we know this year that the level of inquiry about retirement has significantly increased. We've heard that from the employers. And we also know that within our own organization, we provide retirement gifts, and those the numbers have quadrupled in the first quarter of this year over last year.
How important was it for you to avoid the kind of confrontation with this particular government? It sounds like that was an important goal here of this framework agreement.
Well, the goal really was to try and affect some policy discussion. And it was not our view that that could best be achieved at the bargaining table with the traditional bargaining format, that we really needed to bring some higher level players to the table, people with decision making authority who had a broad view of what goes on in our workplace and were informed about it, who could then come with us and look outside the box to the future for better decisions.
It's not fair to say then that these issues would be above and beyond the collective agreement. You're hoping that they will be intrinsic to the collective agreement?
For the most part, I think yes. We haven't decided yet how any agreements with respect to this will be structured around the collective agreement. They may form a memoranda, they may form part of the collective agreement. That's yet to be determined.
Can you explain how this works? You say that this issue is going to go to the membership in the last 2 weeks of September.
Mm-hmm.
This issue that you just talked about. At the same time, you say that if no agreements are reached, the contract is going to continue anyways until 2006. How does that two things work?
Right. Well, what it means is that if we don't reach agreement on any changes, that the contract which will go out to our members for vote will be what we have.
What if they reject it?
Well, then we face a new challenge, don't we? And if they reject it, then the challenge would be to reframe our bargaining and move forward. But we have done a lot of polling of our members, and I believe that we have targeted their major areas of priority.
You would be entitled then to go with some job action?
They would, yes. After the vote, if it was rejected, then the question would be, would we be taking a strike vote? What would our future course of action be? But at this time, I'm trying to think about the discussion ahead and how important it's going to be to find those solutions. So I want to go into it with a positive frame of mind and an openness to finding solutions, because our nurses really need help right now in managing their workloads and ensuring the patients get the care they need.
When you talk about workloads, is it for, let's say, people that are over 55 to work, let's say, 3 days a week? Or is it when they work that they would do less?
It's about both. It's about the workload for all nurses, not just our senior nurses. The nurse-to-patient ratios are very high in many of our institutions. Also, they're not being relieved when people are away on vacation or sick. They're not able to access their leave sometimes, like vacation, because of shortage of staff. They're working exceptional amounts of overtime in many of our areas. And so we need to find a way to keep nurses on the job. For our senior nurses, for some of them, it involves both physical and workload limitations, the number of days in the week that they work and the pace at which they work it. You need to understand that work in the healthcare system has really intensified over the last 5 years. Today, patients that are being nursed on the regular nursing units would have been in intensive care even 5 to 10 years ago. They're out there with multiple diseases and a lot of equipment around them that you normally wouldn't see on the wards before, and they require a lot of care. So the acuity's gone up, but the staffing hasn't, and that is one of the problems. The other thing, of course, is that with all of the closure of beds and long-term care beds, they're now nursing patients in hallways. And those are patients that they're not staffed for. So if you've got six more patients lining the hallways, that's six more patients that the nurses have to add to their already large workload. And they generally don't receive extra staff to do that. So, you know, these are some of the issues. It's important as well, I think, to emphasize the need for support for our new graduates. Many of the health authorities are finding that there's a two-year drop-off. So while it may be true, as the Premier says, that we are keeping more of our new graduates, after they graduate, we're not keeping them for the long term. And there is a two-year drop-off, and they're not quite sure why that is yet, but certainly the new nurses tell us that it's about lack of support and mentoring for them to establish their careers well. I don't think so. I think this is an opportunity that we have taken to try a new process. And if the process doesn't prove productive, then it might not be a strategy we'd use in the future. But certainly at this time, because of the character of the issues, we think it will work for us. Any other questions? Okay, thank you all for coming.
Thank you.